The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Afternoon and the sun is shining bright. Time to crank up the radio. We're in for pure delight. Chuck and Billy on the airwaves, bringing laughter and good cheer. A tale so wild and quirky, you want to stick right here. From the strangest of headlines to the pets that steal the show, they'll have you giggling hard with every twist and toe. So grab a snack and settle in. Let the good vibes flow. You tune in to madness. Come on, don't be slow. It's not your cup of tea where the fun's just getting started. With Chuck and Billy hosting, you'll be laughing brokenhearted. WTBR and WSBR, they'll bring the humor spree. So kick back, let's get silly, cause it's time to be free. So here's to all the listeners, let's make some noise today. With Chuck and Billy leading, we'll forget the woes away.
Yeah. Bing, ding, 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 ding,
I think we're done with the banjos.
What's up, guys? How's it going? This is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7.
And
WSBR 88.1. All right. Yeah. So I'm exhausted. Like totally and utterly exhausted.
You need like a 54th wind.
Yeah.
Like 54 of them. That might.
I'm just, dude. I could literally just fall asleep right now. I'd be like,
yeah, don't do that.
Billy, like, dude, wake up.
Again, I'd be sitting here like maybe Garth.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey guys.
I'm just kidding.
Like, what do I do?
I would find something. I would totally talk about something for an hour.
You'd be like, give me 2 seconds. I'm just going to look at my phone.
No, I definitely would find something.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could.
So I'm going to give a shout out. I don't know if she's listening, but I'm going to give a shout out to Mina because they're covering for me so I can do my show. And I really appreciate it. Woo-hoo. Thank you, Mina. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
And I told her, I said, you better listen to the show. She's mm-hmm. like, why? I was like, because if you don't.
I'm going to say your name on it.
Yeah, I said, I'm going to say your name on it. And then I want to know what I said to you on the show. I want you to text it to me. She was, all right. I was like, you better listen. I'm not playing.
I'm going to dock your pay. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to dock you. You're making your pay. 15 cents an hour.
Just kidding.
Back in the good old days, No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it costs 15 cents for a sandwich.
I remember I shoveled manure for 5 cents an hour. Woohoo! Stinking there real good right there.
It's a poopy job, but somebody's got to do it.
That's a pile of... I'll tell you what. No.
It's a pile of shut the front door.
Yeah, shut the front door. But, they were like, oh, you know that's what they were doing. Oh, ah, oh.
Holding their breath.
They're like, we got another. Oh.
It's okay.
Yeah. So how's life? Besides, I don't even want to talk about mine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm liking the weather.
Finally.
Yeah.
There's no rain or...
I think there's a little bit in the forecast, but not like it was.
Yeah, that was...
It was like every day.
You're like,
I could put floaties on and go swimming in the backyard.
It's very squishy. Come on in.
Splish, splash.
I was taking a swim. Not a bath. Well, I mean, I guess you could.
I don't know what has been hanging out in my yard. But the dog seems to find it and roll in it. And I'm like, why do dogs do... It's something about, I don't know, their dominance over the area or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? But why do they have to roll in the worst most disgusting pile of whatever. And they get it all over their neck and face and then all over the side, you know, like right where you put your face.
Yeah. You're like, I love it.
Yeah. You're such a good bird. What did you roll in?
I love you. What did you smell great?
I had to give her a bath like 3-4 days last week in oatmeal, like oatmeal shampoo. I'm like, what are you rolling in? I'm out there looking around.
Who doesn't use Quaker oats?
Yeah.
Apple cinnamon.
Yeah. Yeah, maple.
You smell grand.
Maple brown sugar. You smell yummy now.
I could eat you
just want to eat you up. Yeah.
I could take a spoonful.
Poor Harper. She's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, no. You're just being a dog. That's cool, but you got to stop rolling in it.
Don't roll in it. It's funny because my dog will go to eat and take one piece of food with him and then roll around with it. I'm like, what are you doing? And it's like, he'll let it go out of his mouth, put it on the couch, and then roll on it. I'm like, what are you doing? And I go, eat it. And he goes, okay.
Claiming it.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't understand it.
Dogs are funny.
Yeah, so
just sit and watch a dog for a little while, you know, if they're not sleeping.
I just like my dog because it likes to have like a, because it's got a bad tooth.
Yeah.
His lip gets stuck and he looks like Elvis.
Oh, poor guy.
Hey there, mama.
Poor guy.
It's all right. He's like, hey there. Hey, stop it. I go, put it down.
It's the look, too, they give you.
Yep. I'm like, I didn't do it. I love when he stares at me because he just stares at me for like hours. And he's like, you know you want to pet me. I know you want to pet me. I know you want to pet me. And he wags his tail and I'm like, I don't want to pet you. And he goes, all right. And he walks away.
He's trying to communicate telepathically to you.
You want to pet me. Use the puppy force.
The puppy force. I know love you it. Know what I know. I know you know what I know that I know.
So me and I can see you on camera, so you better get to work. Anyway, stop standing around. I know it's boring there, but stop standing around.
There's always something.
Yeah, there's always something. There's always something to do.
Break down boxes.
Yeah, break down boxes. Straighten. Or something.
Dust.
There you go. Dust. Definitely dust. I don't know if we have a duster, but... Use your shirt. I don't
go get one off the shelf.
Yeah, go store those... use it.
What is it? Yeah, what is it? The Swiffer dust thing.
Could you see me going? La, la, la,
I could. Na, I could. I could actually see you do that.
It'd be awkward.
But you got to put on like
the
butler
maid's outfit.
Yeah, either the maid's uniform or the butler's outfit.
Some guy walks. Excuse me. Do you... Oh my god. Hey, how are you? Why are you wearing that? Sorry. Let me pull my dress down a little bit. That would be so terrifying. That would be so terrifying.
You're wearing like faux leather.
Suede high boots. Clink, clink, clink when I'm walking back to the counter.
Like
then you go, toodles.
Have a nice day. Ooh, that'll really get them going.
No, that'll be scary. That would be terrifying. They'd be like,
I remember when you could just do that for fun.
Yeah. Now you can't.
Now it's like...
People are like, you're weird.
Yeah, people get really uppity about it.
Yeah, they cry. What else is new?
There's a lot to cry about.
It's not fair. I can't wear my high leather boots. My red
knee
ones.
Highs.
Yeah, the knee highs. Yeah, the ones with the ties in the back.
Yeah, like the corsets.
Yeah. Suck it in.
It's like big platform, so it makes you like 8 feet tall.
I love your calves. Oh man,
like I think that's why a lot of women in business who wear high heels all the time, they have those really muscular calves.
Yeah,
because they're walking around in high heels now. Yep. You know, walk a mile in her shoes, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So there's where you can see what it's like.
Well, now I can practice.
To walk. Yeah, you can see how you can practice. You can see what it's like to walk around in, you know, a woman's shoes. But imagine wearing them every single day.
No.
For
I feel bad for
8,
women.
9, 10, 11, 12 hours a day.
Yep.
Walking around like that. That's
I know,
gotta
Dr.
be painful.
Frankenfurter felt.
It's gotta be painful.
It's got to be. I know I watch
because your foot's in an awkward position, like all day, and your toes are probably scrunched together. Like
stilettos.
Yeah.
You guys think my knees look good? Your knees. Your calves look great, but your knees are weird.
Yeah, you want to. We want to build some calf muscles. Just wear some high heels around for a while.
I have like chicken legs. It's so funny. It's hilarious.
You ever see the socks that have the chicken legs on them?
Yep.
I love them. They go all the way up to like your thigh, right? It's a chicken leg.
Yep.
It's great. I would die if I saw somebody, you know, in a store or in public, but not because I would make fun of them. I would be friends with somebody like that.
I love your chicken legs.
Love it.
I can't wait to forget it. Kentucky Fried Chicken Legs.
I wish we had. I wish that was still here.
Are they extra crispy original recipe?
Yeah. I do wish that was still here the way it used to be.
You know, definitely. Yeah. I miss it.
When people cared. I went to one. This was a few years back. I went to one, I don't know, east somewhere. And it was so bad. Like, it was horrible. It was so bad. It wasn't even, so we get the like extra crispy.
Yep.
And it was all mush. It was like all from the oil and stuff. They just didn't, I don't know. It sat, I have no idea, but it was, and I hadn't had it in so long. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to have some KFC.
You just want the crunch and you're like,
it was the worst thing ever. And it kind of like made me like, I don't know if I want to do it again.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember when I asked for one of the bowls. I can't remember where I went.
Oh, the bowls are good.
I think it was Bennington. Or somewhere near Vermont. And it had the KFC and the Taco Bell together.
Oh, yeah. I know right where that is.
Yeah. It's like right off that Fork Road type thing. Yep. I guess that's what it is. But I went in there.
Right on the line, the New York line.
Yep. I went in there and I was like, yeah, I want a bowl. And they're like, oh, all right. They gave me a bowl. They got me mashed potatoes and chicken.
Yeah, it's supposed to come with like corn and
Cheese. I got no I got no cheese and no corn. And I come back in, I was like, is this supposed to have corn and cheese? He goes, that's extra. I was like, no, that's what the bowl is.
I mean, that's what's in the picture, right?
Yeah, it's what it I'm looking right at it. I could have said, yeah, can I have the spaghetti basket, please? They would have been like, what? But I was like, yeah, that's cheese and corn. I don't have any. She's like, I said it's extra. She got so mouthy. I was like, all right. I was like, do you have a can of corn and some cheese? And she looks at me, she's like, ha, ha, ha. I was like, just asking. I figured, well, I'll just go buy some over here at that supermarket. She's like, whatever. And I just left the bowl on the table. I was like, can I get my money back, please? She's like, you touched it. I was like, but I didn't eat it.
And?
Her manager comes over. He's like, is there a problem? I'm like, yeah, I have no corn and cheese.
I just want the rest of the food that's supposed to come with it that you paid for.
He opens it up. He goes, why didn't you put corn and cheese in here? And she's like, whatever. She got so mad and walked away. I was like, wow. I was like, great employee you got there.
You get a little upset at yourself and take it out on other people because you're mad at yourself because you got it wrong.
Yeah, but you made a mistake.
If you get it wrong, so what?
Yeah, I would have been like, so what? You made a mistake. Who cares? It's not a big deal. Just give me my corn. Give me my corn and cheese now.
It's a big deal.
A big deal.
Listen, I'm going to make a scene.
Listen, it's going to be a very quiet scene, but if you don't it's going to be... Give me my corn and cheese.
I'm going to flap around like a chicken in here if you don't give me my corn and cheese.
Like, oh, my Lord.
That would be pretty funny.
She'd be like, what the? See, if you had one of those jowls, just hung, it would look better. But
yeah.
It'd be great. No, but it would be awkward. Like, just flap my arms like that. It's kind of weird.
The bye-bye arms? Yeah. Everybody has them. If you relax and wave, like, everybody. It moves.
Yeah, but some, it's like...
Oh, well.
It's like...
It happens.
Just dangles.
It happens when you lose a lot of weight real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It happens when you get old.
Yeah. It sure is. It's working well.
Yeah. It happens. But, oh, well.
Yeah, I know. I wish we did have KFC here. It sucks.
Well, yeah, but the way that it used to be.
Yes, the way it used to be. Nice and crispy chicken, not like chicken where you peel it off. It's like paper.
Yeah.
Just wet paper.
Yeah, like, wet paper. It's not like it used to be. But, of course, like people used to take pride in doing what they did.
Yep.
You know, there was people that really took pride in making the food.
Yep.
And now it's just so busy. A lot of times it's really busy.
Yep.
And it's hard to keep up with the demand. So you just slap everything together and give it to the customer and go.
Here's your chicken. It's not fully cooked.
Yeah. It's warm.
Yeah. It's heated up in the microwave.
Yeah, just throw it in the microwave.
What do you mean you heated it up? Isn't it cooked? No. It's raw. Could you imagine that, giving you a whole bucket of chicken? It's all raw.
And you're like, oh, horrible.
But it's got all the original recipe on it, and you're like, all right. Just eating the crunchies.
It's still just battered. Oops, we gave you the wrong bucket.
Dude, my bad.
Sorry.
That was for the bears outside.
That was the next to go in. Darn it.
I remember when I was in Tennessee, and I got McDonald's when I lived there, and I got large fries, and I got the bag, and it weighed like 1,000 pounds. I was like, what the heck, man? Mm. I pulled the fries out, all the oil, they never drained it. And I was like, like that, and it was all over my seat of my car. I was aggravated. I walked in, I was like, slam. I was like, you eat that first.
Yeah, and you take
a
bite.
Yeah, and the manager's like, what's going on? I was like, you eat that. And he's like, what the heck? He pulls it out, he's like, what the heck? Like, it's just dripping, dude. It's gross. And the guy just looks at me, and I was like, you couldn't drain these? I mean, is that hard to do? I mean, I know your job's got to be tough. And he gave me two brand new fries for free, the manager. He gave me my money back for the other ones.
Cool.
So I was like, thanks, man. He's like, yeah.
See, that's what you just fix it. You know, like, but I like that. Like, bring it to them and be like, would you eat this?
Yeah.
Like, just tell me if you would. Because if you would, then maybe I'm overreacting. But yeah.
I mean, maybe they're delicious.
I mean, would you like coronary with your fries?
Do you want to die today? Come to McDonald's and have grease fries.
Nah, I love the McDonald's fries.
I love the fries, yeah, they're great.
I will go there just for those.
Yeah, that's the only reason. Like, when I come home late at night, that's where I go.
Yeah.
Fries, grab some fries.
I think a Burger King burger, McDonald's fries, and the Wendy's Frosty,
yeah.
If you could just have that all in one meal, that'd be
exactly,
awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be like awesome. You wouldn't have to go to all three places.
Yep. What would you call that?
I have no idea.
What was the other one they said? What was
I
it?
I said
Wendy's fries. I mean, Wendy's Frosty, McDonald's fries, and what was the other one?
Burger King burger, like a Whopper or something.
King Wendy Mick. Mick King Wendy's.
Yeah.
You guys got a Mick King Wendy's?
Can I get a King McWendy's meal?
There you go. King, yeah, that's better. King McWendy's meal. Come down to King McWendy's.
That's it. We're opening it.
Yeah.
Could you we're going to have to spell it different.
Yeah. King McWendy's.
We'll spell Wendy like W-E-N-D-I.
Yeah, there you go. No Y. There's no Y in this Wendy.
You can't do anything. This isn't your name.
It would be funny. There's no Y in this Wendy. What do you mean?
Yeah. Can I get a number one on the King McWendy's? It's the King McWendy's meal.
Get the King McWendy's meal. The King McFries.
Yeah.
King McWendy fries.
It has a ring to it.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, it just kind of rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah. King McWendy's. Mina's probably going, I want to go to King McWendy's.
Yeah.
Mina, do you want to go to King McWendy's? I think you do. Stop standing behind the counter.
I think everybody wants to go to King McWendy's now.
Yeah, they're probably like, oh, let's make the. Where's King McWendy's?
What's that place?
Someone probably just tuned in goes, where's King McWendy's?
There's a place called that. No, it's fictional. We made it up.
McBurger Wendy's. Burger Wendy Burger King. I don't know, whatever. Wendy Burger King.
King McWendy's. Perfect.
Perfect. King McWendy's.
I like that name. Let's open one.
Let's do it.
We'll start our own franchise.
Yeah. We'll be awesome. We'll give Philly cheesesteaks.
Yep.
King McWendy's Philly cheesesteak with chili sauce. Make sure you eat it gently, because if you're on the bathroom, you're going to be in trouble. No, oh, no.
Yeah, we give away like all the toys they used to give away. At
Hot Wheels.
Yeah, all the cool toys.
Yeah, some toys for others.
We'll call it a Mick. King McWendy's Kids meal.
Smile meal.
Yeah, there we go.
Can we make Wendy's smile meal?
Yeah, exactly.
Smile box.
Yeah.
No.
Smile meal.
Yeah, smile meal sounds good. Or happy, well, we got happy meal.
Semi-happy meal.
King Nick Wendy's partial happy meal. That'd be great.
That'd be funny.
Mom, I want a toy. They don't give out toys.
Well, yeah, we do. We give out the best toys.
Here's a yo-yo. It doesn't have King McWendy on it.
Sift through all your totes and find all the Cracker Jack like toys that you used to get.
Yeah. Stick them in there. I hate Cracker Jacks now. They just give out stickers. I hate it.
Yeah. What the heck?
Used to get like decoder rings and.
Yeah, I used to get cool things. Same thing with like, there's no toys in cereal anymore.
No. I don't know why.
Yeah, I miss that.
Oh, that was the best. You're like, cereals pouring all over the table.
Boxes are smaller now. That's why.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got the big ones, but to me, that just seems like it's the same size. It's like maybe this much bigger. And it costs like $2 more. And you're like, what
am I getting?
I think
like the largest, like the, I'm trying to think which one's bigger, family or extra, or like large.
I think the family.
Family, I think, is bigger.
Family's bigger.
Yeah. So if you went for like the regular box to the family box, yeah, there's a significant difference.
Mina, go to the cereal aisle and tell me which one's bigger, the family or the extra large one.
Large.
He'll probably go, well, it's. I can't message him. He'll never answer. You're dang right, I won't. It's funny because.
But is it just me, or did the boxes get smaller, like regular size?
They did.
They get like skinnier.
They're like this big now.
Yeah, they're really small.
And you pour in a bowl of cereal and you have none left. And you're like, what?
You get two bowls out of it.
Yeah. I used to get like 20. It's what it felt like anyway.
Well, yeah. But I mean, it depends on your bowl, I guess. When you're a kid, you get a smaller bowl. I don't know.
Yeah. I used to eat my Flintstone vitamins and have my cereal.
I still eat Flintstone vitamins and have cereal. Okay. Listen.
Dude, Flintstone vitamins have that
taste. Ashamed.
That's amazing.
I really don't. Yeah, I know. It's something. It's the citrus.
Yeah,
it's like
it's
the vitamin
good.
C. Isn't
but
it?
It's when you first open it, you're like, oh.
Yep.
And then you're like,
I really don't have Flintstone vitamins, but I definitely do
I'm
eat
gonna
cereal.
I'm going to get some now just because I want to eat some Flintstone vitamins.
I know. But I do remember having them as a kid.
They should make Flintstone Centrum for 50-year-old men.
They might. You have to look around. There's a possibility that they make it chewable.
They'll be like, oh, there it is.
But I guess they think about maybe, you know, when you start reaching that age, how some people have, you know, false teeth.
Yeah.
So chewables might not be.
Snap. Oh.
It gets lost underneath. You got bridges and it gets lost underneath there.
What are you doing? Trying to suck the Flintstone vitamins out of my mouth.
I can't get it out. It's stuck in there.
You're just going. I'm just staring.
I gotta go to the bathroom and take my teeth out and take the Flintstone out.
I'll be right back.
What's a Flintstone? It's the vitamin.
It'd be so awesome if it was like Flintstone vitamins for 50-year-old men. What?
I gotta take the Flintstone out. See, at 50, you would think that that's some kind of stone, you know, like kidney stone. But as a kid, you know what it is.
Yeah, you're like, ooh, I got pebbles.
Funny.
I got Fred, too. You know what I used to do when I was a kid? I'd eat like 7 of them a day because I loved the taste of them. And my mom was like, you can't keep eating those. And I'm like, why? She's like, it's not candy. I was like, but they're so good.
It has to be the vitamin C that's in it.
Yeah, I wonder why I never broke a bone.
I know.
I'm like, nom, nom.
Milk was different, too.
Yeah, milk tasted good back then. I don't know what it was. You just grab it and you just drink it, and it's like, oh, it's delicious.
I don't know. Maybe we changed as we got older.
Maybe our taste buds are gone. I don't know.
The science says, you know, we have molecular change every 7 years.
That's true.
So it happens. So things taste different.
Hitting buttons. So if anybody hears anything, I wasn't even trying to hit it. My thumb hit it.
Oops.
Whoopsie. It's probably, it would have been like a Berkshire Transit Authority. No, no, no.
Not yet.
No, not yet. Easy.
Still
easy
have 6 minutes. Not yet.
Calm it down, young fella.
Settle down.
Keep
now.
Keep your pointer where it belongs.
Put your hands in your pockets.
Yeah. Stop touching things.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't touch that button. Yeah. Whenever somebody says that, you're like, well, what does it do? And now you're fixated on it.
Yeah, you're like,
Because when you're kids, too, don't touch, you want to.
Yeah.
If your parents never said that to you, would you even think about it?
They did.
Yeah, but would you even think about it if you saw the whatever it was,
the glowing red button?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I might be interested, but if they didn't point it out and say don't touch that, I probably wouldn't be as fixated. So exactly. If they never said anything, I probably wouldn't even notice
exactly
something was there that I wasn't supposed to touch. I just would go right by it.
Like when my mom had a record player, she's like, "You see that red light? Don't you touch that button."
It just makes you curious.
And I'm like looking around and I'm like,
I see it in shows. Like they're like, they have somebody waiting in a room and they're like, "You can wait here, but don't touch anything." It's like, then that person's thinking, now I want to touch things.
Like scare tactics.
Like, don't touch anything. You're like, I'm looking around. What's that thing do? What's that thing do? But yes. If they didn't say anything, that person might just sit there bored.
Yeah, everything in here is contaminated with diastacutus of the blowhole.
Oh, no.
What's that? You'll find out if you touch things.
Yeah, don't touch it.
I remember my dad said that to me, and I didn't even know what it meant. It didn't mean anything, but I was just, like, scared, because I was like, what is diastacutus of the blowhole?
Yeah, it sounds very medical and scary.
He was like, do me a favor. When I was little, I think I was, like, maybe 8. He was like, do me a favor, don't touch this, because it's contaminated. And I'm like, okay. He's like, it's got a weird disease on it. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, it's got diastacutus of the blowhole, so if you touch it, you're going to get it. He's very calm.
You're like, wait a minute, what is that?
I'm like,
we don't have one. Whales have those.
Yeah, what's that? Dolphins have blowholes.
Whales?
Confused. Yeah, whales.
But it's the whole, it's the whole buildup.
Yeah, it was just the calmness of it. It's diastacutus of the blowhole.
As a kid, you're like, I don't want to get that.
Yeah, you're like,
whatever that is, I don't want it.
Does it mean I'm going to shoot water out of my mouth?
Then I can't go outside and play with my friends and ride my bike. And no, I don't want that.
Yeah, I asked my friend Brian in one of these. I was like,
oh no.
Did you ever catch diastacutus? I couldn't say it. I was like, do a cludus of the blowhole. That's what I said. Duda cludus is what I said. Because I couldn't remember what he said.
That's so funny.
He was like, what's that? I was like, it's something that happens with your mouth.
It's something really bad.
Yeah, I was like, it hurts. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah, my dad's got it.
And his mom, contaminated things.
Yeah, his mom, my friend Brian's mom, comes over to the house and goes, your son said you had some kind of disease. And he's like, what? Like that. She's like, some.
I can imagine your dad's reaction.
And she goes, some clumbinubus. I'm like, what's some clumbinubus of the blowhole? My dad's like, oh, jeez, like that. And she's like, what's the matter? He's like, I was just messing with him, told him not to touch the button. And I told him there was a disease on it called diastacutus of the blowhole. And she was like, oh God, I said it completely wrong. He's like, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, and it's not even a thing.
Nope. And then my dad came to me and he's like, did you tell all your friends I had some kind of disease? I was like,
not all of them. Well, yeah, maybe.
Oh, no, just Brian. He was like, yeah, can you not do that? I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
The curiosity as a kid is great.
Oh, it's great.
And then you get excited about it. And you don't even know why you're excited.
Exactly.
Because it sounds scary. Yeah. But you're like, oh, this is so cool. But I don't know if it is. It might not be.
Did you hear my mom has a crawling crud? What? Crawls off her legs and eats her kneecaps. What are you talking about? You don't want to catch it.
There's no such thing. Yes, there is.
It looks like an octopus.
But it's so small, you can't see it with your eyes.
Yeah, and it's really cool. And I touched it one time, and then it tried to bite me, and I slapped it. Really. Your friends just stare at you like, you're stupid.
I guess. I don't know how true this is. I read it in an article.
Oh, I seen that.
Yeah. Did you read that?
Yeah,
about the Was it the Chinese
space station?
Yeah. Has a bacteria that's not from Earth. And it just reminded me of a couple of things. And I wrote it down, you know, on the post.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the astronaut's wife.
Yep.
And life.
Yep. So I'm kind of concerned.
I was like, well, that's ominous.
Well, guess
I'm reading
what?
It, and I'm like, I don't know how true this is, but it's entertaining.
Yeah.
But what if it were true?
It's going to float to us.
Because it wasn't like a very reputable source, in my opinion. Like, I've never seen that article. Like, the person who wrote, or the company who wrote it, I've never really seen it. So
it's from Temu.
I was like, I don't know how, you know, I don't know how true this is, but if it were true.
We're dying.
No, it wouldn't. Well, they're up in space, so they wouldn't be able to come back until it's examined and determined safe.
Yeah, true.
You know, or contained.
So we're kind of safe.
Yeah, we're fine right now, as long as it's not brought in by asteroid or something.
Yeah,
or meteor. Not an asteroid. Asteroid would just kill us, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So this is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 and
WSBR 88.1.
We will be right back after this commercial break.
Person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Ta-da, we're back.
Painless.
Painless, and we made it. Well, it's not painless, but I guess. So, Mina, wake up, stop standing behind the counter, and go do something.
Scrolling on Facebook.
Yeah, get off just your kidding. Phone. Just kidding. She's probably like, oh, how's he know?
I have spent so much less time on Facebook lately.
Me too. I stay away from it. I don't even look anymore. I'm too exhausted.
It's just there's the same stuff over and over and over and over. And just people just don't stop. So
I stay off Facebook.
If I get on there and I start scrolling and I'm seeing all the same stuff, I'm like, ugh, I get annoyed.
Yep.
I could be having a great day.
Yep.
And I get on there and I get annoyed. I'm like, ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah.
He's still on my Facebook.
Everywhere. Like, can I just read something good?
Yeah, I know, right? I just want to read something about, oh, guess who's coming to concert? Shakira. Yes, Wiggles. I love the Wiggles. Anyways.
But then I did find an article in iBerkshire's about K&M Bowling. And they're opening up mini golf, and it's going to be the only mini golf in Pittsfield, just like the only bowling alley in Pittsfield. So guess what? There's going to be things to do this summer for folks. Not that there wasn't when they had, you know, they have their bowling alley. And it's in the old Imperial Bowl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right behind it, right?
Yeah, it's like behind, it's behind the Roots.
Oh.
So right in that, or not Roots, sorry, it's right next to Misty's.
Oh, okay.
Like down in a little bit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they're going to be, and it's got a pirate theme.
Oh.
The mini golf course.
That's nice.
It's got a pirate theme. That's good news. I like to read stuff like that because that's bringing something back to the community and for people to do. That's a great date night. Go bowling and play mini golf.
Yeah.
After you go out to eat or something.
Go to a smash.
Actually, they have food there.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Their food's not too
bad.
And
it's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
You should check it out. K&M Bowling.
Yeah.
It's on Dalton Ave.
Go check it out. Play some mini golf. Forget.
Take pics and have fun.
Yeah. And don't, like, post it on Facebook.
Check out the bowling alley, too, if you haven't.
Yeah, check that out.
Because like, it's got the what is it?
The thing.
It's a type of bowl. Everything glows.
Oh, yeah, the glowing theme.
Yeah, but
like
it's...
Like the neon type thing.
Yeah, but it's called something. It's called something.
The thing. Mina's probably answering this question right now.
Yeah, it's...
You guys are stupid!
I can't think of the term. It was like it's on the tip of my tongue, but yeah, everything glows. And the pins, like, float.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're, like, magnetic.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Did they just do that the first time? Did they just do
They've
that?
Had it.
Oh,
They've
I didn't know it. That. Because yeah. when I went
Since
there,
they
when
opened.
You had that, when they went, I went with you when you had that party there.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was doing that.
No, I don't think they did that night.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm not sure. But yeah, everything is, what is that called? It's going to bother me.
It's magnetic force? I don't know.
No, it's like the
force
it has
field.
To do with space.
Oh, yeah. The Milky Way. I have no idea.
Somebody answer this question.
Yeah, because we're like stumped.
Yeah, I...
We're tumped.
I forgot. I'm gonna have to look it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what it is either. It's not hitting.
It's not hitting.
My brain is mush, dude. It's like meat that hasn't been formed into a meatloaf. It's just useless. It hasn't even, they haven't put the breadcrumbs in it or the onions, just nothing. It's just, it's like cauliflop. That's all it is. Just, ugh.
Oh.
It's called intergalactic. Is that it?
No. So close.
Galaxy?
I'm looking for it. Because
trying.
I gotta know.
My brain kind of worked a little bit. I actually said intergalactic, which was weird. I don't use big words.
intergalactic planetary.
Is it intergalacticism? Wait, what? That's not a word. Don't use that word. It's very disrespectful.
Here. Yeah, there's also an arcade inside there. It's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I remember. I know when we went, when I went with you, it was glowing.
Cosmic bowling.
There you go. Yeah.
I told you it was space related.
Spaceys.
They have cosmic bowling on Friday and Saturday night.
That's cool.
Yes.
So the pins just float there.
Well, I think they're sort of like that all the time, but the way they pop back up is they are magnet.
Oh.
So they don't. And when they get picked up, you don't see the.
Like, the thing?
Yeah, it's neat. It's pretty neat.
It's like a big,
you have to check it out.
It's like a big vacuum Tom and Jerry use.
Yeah.
Suck it right up.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to check it out.
I haven't been there since then. I haven't been there in a while.
Me either. I should go.
Just go bowling and hit some pins, guys. Get a 300. Maybe.
But yeah, I do love the fact that they're opening a mini golf course.
That's cool.
It is cool.
I heard about it. Didn't it open the other day?
I'm not sure what day they had the opening. It might be in the article. I didn't read the whole thing all the way through. I was just excited.
Somebody was telling me that. Yeah. The bowling place right by Misty Moonlight? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, it has mini golf. I'm like, how? There's no way you have that much room in there. And they're like, it's not inside. It's outside. I'm like, oh. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Duh. Stupid.
Yeah, but that's good. I'm glad they're bringing that in and doing something for Pittsfield, for the folks of Pittsfield.
Yeah, I mean, now you can go mini golfing.
That's cool.
And have fun.
I got excited when I read that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, the only other mini golf we got is in Lanesboro. That's it.
Yeah, I think, right? That still opens, right?
Yeah.
The driving range.
Yeah, I used to hit the driving range. I used to get yelled at by the girl that was there because she didn't like me at all. I would hit it like Happy Gilmore. And she's like, knock it off. I'm like, why are you yelling at me? She's like, you can't do that. I was like, that's how I hit a ball. You can't tell me I can't hit the ball like that. She's like, you do it one more time, you're out. I was like, all right, and what do I do? She's like, get out of here. I was like, I paid for these balls. I'm hitting them. Sorry. I paid 10 bucks. Well, what was it? I think it was 10 bucks then. Now it's probably like 30.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I went to the driving range.
Yeah, every time I go there, I get a blister, no matter what. Every single time.
I couldn't play a game of golf. I would just get bored with it.
No, dude, it's so fun. I'm telling you.
I don't know. But I love driving.
Dress like an idiot and just go.
We should.
You just get like one of those hats with the dingle balls on them.
Yeah.
And get those pants that will way up to your kneecaps and get some shoes with some dingle balls on them, like plaid pants and just a striped shirt. You look like an idiot and be like, I'm here to drive my ball on one, please.
I'd like to play.
I'd like to play through.
9 holes.
I want to play through here. Thank you.
Take the golf court or the golf cart.
Yeah.
We should do that. Just like go one day.
Just dress like dummies.
Yeah. Do the whole nine yards, like the whole like stereotypical. Because usually people don't dress like that. Usually they're just wearing comfortable clothes that they're comfortable in.
Well, I got.
But, like, that would be hilarious.
I went there and I was with two of my friends, and they said we couldn't play. We had to have four people, so we had to have another person. And I'm like, all right. And this guy comes up to me, and I'm wearing these black shorts with like piercings in them, and I'm wearing shorts. I'm wearing a black shirt, and it's like a death metal shirt.
Yep.
And this guy walks up and goes, ugh, are you kidding me? You're my partner. I was like, you kidding me? You look like a clown. What's with the dingle balls, bro? You look like Cheech's car. He's like, oh, funny. I was like, figures that's how you'd laugh. Oh, you're funny.
Well, you know how people are.
And
people are
him.
People.
And I beat him.
Good.
He was so angry. He was like, what did you get? I was like, I got a par three. I got a three and the whole thing. He's like, what do you mean a three? I was like, plus three. I was like, I wasn't that great, but I got a plus three. And I was like, what'd you get? And he was like, none of your business. I was like, did you just get beat by a less professional than what you are? He's like, I don't want to talk about it. He got so angry, he jumped in the golf cart and just took off. And then he left
You had a hike back?
Yeah. No, I had my golf cart. He left the score sheet on the counter when we went back to give the clubs back and the cart. And it said plus seven. I whooped him. I was like, it wasn't the greatest, but I didn't get no minuses. I was at a plus.
See, that's how he got his. Like he gave you a bunch of crap for whatever.
Yeah.
And was kind of mean. And then you played.
Yeah, and then he got beat. His friend was laughing. He was just standing.
So you don't even. Sometimes you don't even have to say anything back to somebody.
Yeah.
You just do.
And he hit the. What was it? I think we were on like the fourth hole. He hit the ball. He starts walking, and his friend's like, "I can't stand that guy." I'm like, "Why do you hang out with him then?" He's like, "I don't know, man. Just he's been my friend for like."
He brings me to golf.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. He lets me use the cart.
He brings me to golf.
He lets me carry his bag of clubs. So I was like, why do you hang out with him then? He's like, well, we've been friends for years. I was like, so you can't stand your friend? He's like, no, it's not that. It's just he's so disrespectful to people if they don't look golf type. I'm like, yeah, nobody needs to look golf type. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
It's just how people are now.
Do I have to have
do you have to look a certain way? Like, why?
Imagine showing up in a baseball uniform holding a bat.
Yeah.
I'm here to golf. Let's do this.
I'm here to golf.
Metal butt. Dink.
I think you're on the wrong green.
Am I?
You sure about that?
Are
you sure you're not on the wrong green, sir?
Yeah. I think you're on the wrong green.
Isn't that home plate over there? You don't see that?
Why is there holes in this field?
Why is there sand everywhere?
This is stupid. Why is there a flag?
Yeah. Sand pit there, sand pit there.
Is that a fair ball? Oh, just went over the flag. That
ball,
side.
Ball.
Fair ball.
Yeah, could you imagine golf having baseball rules?
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be funny.
It's going
home
deep.
Run.
It's gone. Yes. Oh, just missed it. The flag.
Foul ball. Strike one.
Yeah, whiffing. Whoops.
Who's the pitcher?
Oh, come on. This guy stinks. Doesn't know how to throw a curveball.
I think it'd be hilarious to just go on a golf course and just say that stuff.
Just holding the ball, holding it like this and just swinging.
Yeah, holding it like you're holding a bat. Yep.
Yep.
And then just using the baseball language.
Yep. Well, that looks like a good one.
Instead of a hole in one, it's a home run.
Yep.
Home run.
I think that's a double. That's a yep. No, oh, that's a run. Go to third. He's yelling, and the guy's like, who are you talking to? Yes. He's safe. Nice. All right.
Who's on first?
Yeah. Who's on first? Who's who on first?
Who's on first? What's on second?
Yep. Oh, that'd be so great, man. I'm going to do that now. I'm going to go to the A and just start going there and just be like, all right. Ooh, ball one.
Bring your batter's helmet.
We're in a cup. Adjusting. All right, here we go. Spitting.
I got this. I'm a fast runner.
Hit it and then run while the ball's in the air.
Yeah. Towards the next hole.
Oh, I just made it.
I would die seeing something like that. Can you imagine being like off on the course somewhere else just watching this go down?
Okay, what is he doing? Why is he running?
What did he say?
Did he say double? What is he talking about?
Did he say strike? I don't. Where are we right now?
Are we playing golf or what are we doing?
But that would be funny.
Yeah, it'd be so hilarious. I would do it too. I wouldn't even care.
It would be funny.
Getting in the cart and just take off as soon as you hit it instead of running.
Where is he going?
Just jumping over holes. Yeah.
like dune buggy in it.
My luck, I'd hit the,
through the sand pits.
Hit the lip, bam! Like right out the window. Like, made it!
Yep.
Almost caught it, too.
I almost caught my own fly ball.
That was a deep one.
That would be funny.
It would have been a triple if I caught it, if I didn't catch it, but I got it.
If I didn't get here on time, it would have been triple. Thank goodness for that shortstop.
Yeah. Thanks, left field. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh that's man. Funny.
That'd be great. I hate when they say four, because you're like...
You're waiting for it.
Yeah. Wait. My eye!
Just duck.
Yeah.
Get on the ground.
Who did I hit? I think it was my friend Tom's brother, TJ, that was here.
Mm-hmm.
I hit his brother right in the kneecap.
Oops.
Because it floated. It went like this and stayed across the ground and never went up. It Ooh. Just went. Whoo. I was like, look, oh, I didn't say four. And all you hear is, he's like, oh, he just went right down. I was like, oh, my God.
That must have hurt.
Yeah.
Sounded like it hurt.
I ran over. I was like, you okay? He's like, yeah. Yeah. Just rubbing it. I was like, that's not going to do you any good, bro. He couldn't play.
Well, if you get a little boo-boo, rubbing it is great. Like,
yeah.
It just kind of, like, I don't know, it does something.
It's not going to do anything.
Why do people do... Listen, I've done this too, but why do people do...
Yeah, it's like, not going to do anything. What are you doing?
Like so many, I think almost everybody does that when they like hit their knee on something or walk into something. Ow.
It's like,
yeah, exactly. Now people are going to be self-conscious. They're going to be conscious of it. So they're going to wonder.
But it's so funny nowadays. People do that and nobody says anything. They're just like, you all right?
Okay. Yeah.
What'd you do? You didn't hear that? Was my knee buckling. Yeah,
because you get to the age where you're like, you've seen it all.
Yep.
You've done it all.
Like I've smacked my toe on the edge of my bed.
Oof.
All I do is go.
Exactly.
I don't even make the noise. No, I don't make the like. I don't do anything. I just go. Because I want to hold it in.
Yep.
Like that's going to help. My wife's like, what'd you do?
Listen, stubbing your toe is no joke.
No.
Okay, that hurts.
That is the funnest.
That is.
I use a word that doesn't even work. Funnest.
It doesn't exist. So what?
It's funnerest. It's the funnerest time ever.
Yeah.
We speak really good lingo here.
It's okay.
Yeah. Funnerest and happierest time is. American language is terrible. Like the spellings are horrible. Like, everything's too close.
Like, there's too many meanings for one word.
Yeah, it's stupid. I don't like it.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is. Like, my wife gets confused with, what is it? Letter, leather, and later. It's, like, too close. Ladder, letter, and later.
Yep.
She's like, I hate them. I hate them all. I was like, I know. I get it. I don't like it either. Hey, you guys want to use ladder? What? Latter-day Saints? No, that's not.
Yeah.
Yep, it's terrible.
Yeah, but we do. We have like one word, and it can have several different meanings. So you got to be very precise in the context you're using it.
Exactly.
And especially with people who are like language, like people.
Yeah.
They're really like, they pick up on everything that's wrong that you say.
Yep. I hate that. Like, even if you're sarcastic, you're like, or if you're not sarcastic, you're like, why are you being rude? No, that's not what I meant. What are you talking? That's not what I meant. I meant it the other way. Oh, yeah. Oh, now you get it. Even though it's the same thing.
I find that I have to say ahead of time that I'm about to be sarcastic.
Yeah, I don't. I just do it.
I because you get that look, like. Or they answer like it's something real literal. They take it very literal, and you're like, no, it was just a joke.
I was just kidding.
Or I was just being sarcastic. And I'm not saying like hurtful things or or picking on somebody. It's more just having a little sarcasm, and then they take it as literal as possible, and you're like, no, that was meant to be really funny.
Yeah, relax.
And they're like, oh,
Yeah, they do.
I was like, okay.
All right.
I'm gonna go hang out with Chuck because he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Chuck knows. Billy knows what I'm talking about. You're stupid. Hang out with you. You're dumb.
This is boring.
You're stupid and dumb. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. You're not even my friend.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I'm signing off an agreement because I don't want to be your friend anymore. See ya.
You're breaking the contract.
I'm
the friend contract.
I'm done with you. Are you being sarcastic? No. You're terrible.
Shake your head yes and say no.
Yeah.
No.
No. Are you sure? Yes.
Yes.
You're absolutely positive. No. You're confusing me.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely positively.
Yeah, there's just some people just don't get sarcasm, though. It's so funny. Like, they get so angry. And it's so funny. Just listening, just looking at them, their facial expressions are priceless.
That's because it's hard to lighten up these days.
Yeah,
it's been tough.
Everybody's tight.
Yeah, everybody's tense.
Clinching.
Got to take a breather. Take a breather and do some jokes.
Easy, guys. It's okay. Everything will be fine.
It's okay. Just breathe.
After 4 years, it'll be fine.
Just relax.
Just calm down.
There's a lot of things that bother people. There are a lot of things that bother me even, but you can't let that run your whole life.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. It's all, everything is running their life, and it's like, what do I do?
You gotta take a break.
Shut up!
You gotta take a break, because when you do, and you come back to it, it's like, I can't, it's, the topic you were upset about was so last week.
Yeah.
That there's something even bigger on the table that you get upset about, or that you don't agree with, or that you do agree with.
Yep.
It depends on who you are.
Yeah, Mina.
But I mean...
Just kidding.
Just give it a break for a while and enjoy your life, because your life's going by.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that's tough with everything going on, but...
It is, man. It's just... Ugh.
I am concerned with things. I'm concerned with a lot of things, but... I can't let it, you know, run the entire day.
Take your entire life over.
I can be concerned, think about it, think of ways that I could help. And if there isn't anything I can do, I have to, you know, move forward.
Exactly. I can't let it consume my life.
Right. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Can't let it consume you.
You're not thinking today, Billy. What's going on?
I don't know.
Cosmic.
I haven't eaten.
Consume.
I need to eat food.
Yeah,
I need to get some Burger
McWendy's.
Burger McWendy's.
Burger McWendy's.
I need to get a Burger McWendy's meal. That's my problem.
King McBurger?
Yeah, King McWendy's.
King McWendy's. That's good. I like that. King McWendy's.
Yeah. That is pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll have to build off of that at some point.
We can't call it a Frosty, though.
No, we can call it a... we could call it... Let's see, What happens when...
McCosty. McCosty.
We'll call it a Freezy.
A Freezy with a Y.
Yeah.
You can't use the Y. Or an I, whatever one.
Two E's.
Yeah. Two Z's.
Yeah.
Freezy. Sounds so good. We'd have to come up with weird flavors like blueberry.
We'll call it Frothy instead of Frosty.
Frothy. Can I get a double whip of foam?
Come over to Burger McWendy's and get a frothy.
Get a frothy.
Chocolate frothy.
It'll make you feel angry.
It's so funny.
There's no rabies in this drink.
Forget about it.
They're so good, they'll feel froth from the mouth. Calm down, kids. We're getting a frothy.
You guys have been good today. We're going to get a frothy.
Yay!
Where are we going, Mom?
Except with all the sugar, it makes them go to sleep.
Where are we going, Mom? We're going to Burger McWendy's. Yay!
We're going to King McWendy's.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep. I'm going to King McWendy's to get a frothy. What the flavor do you want, Bobby?
I want the chocolate
twist
banana with... apple cinnamon.
Chocolate banana peanut butter.
So
that sounds good, though.
Yeah. So come on down to King McWendy's and get yourself a frothy. Comes in 35 different flavors.
You have to find 35 flavors.
If the machine's working.
Yeah. No, our machine will work.
Definitely.
All the time.
We have a mechanic on duty.
Our machine will be calibrated and cleaned every day.
Every single day. Day, day.
That's it. We got to make a commercial.
We do. We're going to do it now. I'm going to do it when I go home.
You're going to make a commercial for it.
Yeah. We got it. Should I use the movie guy?
Yeah. That'd some of it. Great. Some of it, yeah.
Yeah, use
he talks really slow.
Yeah, so make him do like some of the good stuff, like McFrothy, frothy, frothy.
Yeah. Or introducing.
Introducing McFrothy.
Yeah.
Wait, just
signature
frothy.
Signature yeah. Drink. That's pretty funny.
That'd be great.
See, this is what happens. You know, we get together, we come up with these ideas on the fly.
Yep.
This wasn't something that I thought of before I got here.
Nope.
And you didn't.
Nope.
That's what's funny.
Yep. Because we can just go, boom, there it is. Like, yeah. Whoop, there it is.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Whoop, really? Anyways. What is wrong with you? I want a frothy. I'm going to go to King McWendy's and go get a frothy.
Chocolate or vanilla or strawberry? All of it.
I want every single flavor you have.
Well, since there's 35 of them, that's going to be difficult.
Call it the Whispering Doom. Because you'll be kamikaze. In the bathroom for hours.
The kamikaze frothy.
Mommy, it hurts. What'd you have today?
See Chuck in the corner all balled up?
Yeah. Why are you cold? I had a 35 flavor McFrothy.
King McWendy's frothy.
They have the new foam too on the top.
It's so good. Too much milk.
Bloated.
That's all you need to have.
Yeah. Then you just go.
Oh, better. I want another one.
Yeah. Except I'm going to get 32 flavors this time.
Yeah, without the 35, I'm just going to get 30.
Get that smile in there for the commercial.
the sugar drunk smile.
I'm going to get 32 flavors this time, Mom. So get yourself a McFrothy.
Why? We couldn't call it McFrothy.
Yeah, we'll just call it Frothy. I know, I just keep saying it. I don't know why.
It'd be like a King Mc. Frothy.
King McWendy's frothy. A frothy Wendy.
Yeah. Frothy.
And she's literally on the cup, like, yeah. Foaming from the mouth. That would be so awesome. Like, rabid.
We'll give her brown hair.
Half and half. Yeah.
We won't put freckles on her.
No. To be in a goth outfit.
Wearing those platforms.
You're looking good. Except she'll have red, like thigh highs or something. Be hilarious.
In a long jacket.
Yeah.
Like long leather jacket.
Ta-da.
Here I am.
Wearing those red suede boots.
I'm the spokesperson for King McWendy's.
You can stand like Captain Morgan. Yeah. Holding the frothy.
That'll be the logo.
That would be great.
Oh, that's funny.
Except no pirate hat, just a bonnet.
Yeah.
Is this place Amish? No. No.
You could find like a fedora.
Make her look like Carmen Sandiego.
Oh man, that would be so funny.
Oh, that would be great. What a picture I'm gonna draw. I'm gonna draw Wendy with her hair. It's gonna be brown.
No braids.
No braids. Just hanging there, like
Just hanging out.
Yep.
It could be like brown with like black in it. If you're really gonna go goth on everyone,
like
you gotta really put some blue in there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Give her the makeup where it's like it's a raccoon. Like it's a frothy.
No, it's gotta be cat eyes.
Yeah,
it's gotta be the cat eyes.
It's gotta be too frothy. It's too frothy.
I don't know if I want to go there.
Look at Wendy. Am I going to look like that after I eat the frothy?
Make her super nice, though.
Extra Wendy foam.
Either that or she's like, would you like fries with that? Too bad.
Do you want fries? You get a free frothy with it.
If you get a frothy, you get free fries and you can dip them.
There you go. I don't know. I don't know about that one. Well, it's our time. Time is up.
That is all the time we have today.
We want to thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 and
WSBR 88.1.
Thank you for listening to the show. We will see you next week and have a good day.
Ticking. It's time to say adieu. Chuck and Billy rock the airwaves, made us laugh right on cue. From wild tales of mischief to the giggles in the night, you know we'll be back next week, keeping spirits bright. See, so gather around your kinfolk, don't you miss a beat. With stories outrageous, it just can't be beat. From the dawning of the day till the nighttime silky glow, join us next week, friends, cause the fun is set to flow. It's not your cup of tea where the giggles never cease. Chuck and Billy laughing, it's the best way to find peace. On WTBR and Bell SBR, we'll laugh until we cry. So until next Wednesday, let the good times fly. So raise your voices, sing along, make a little noise with Chuck and Billy. Of all your choices, it's not your cup of tea where the giggles never cease. Chuck and Billy laughing, it's the best way to find peace. On WTBR and Bell SBR, we'll laugh until we cry. So until next Wednesday, let the good times fly. Next Wednesday for the joy that we all share. Thanks for tuning in. Spread that cheer, my friend. With Chuck and Billy's laughter, it's a party till the end. It's not your cup of tea where the giggles never cease. Chuck and Billy laughing, it's the best way to find peace. On WTBR and Billy SBR, we'll laugh until we cry. So until next Wednesday, let the good times come.